We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ein Hei Sif Yud Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Noyagim Shafil Kama Noshem Adlikus Neres V'Bayis Echad. The minig is that many women light candles in one home. V'kalachs Mevarachas Al Nereseho. And each woman should light, make a bracha on the candles that she's lighting. Kimash Toysef Oiro. The more light that there is in the home, Yesh Be'Simcha Yisera. There's more simcha in the home. One should be careful. Two women should not share one candelabra. And in terms of where those candles should be lit, since in our homes there's candles, there's light in all the rooms anyway, everybody who's eating by the same Shabbos table should light their candles by the table. The question, of course, that comes up is if a woman, if somebody's sleeping in one place, sleeping at home, and eating elsewhere, where should they light? So certainly, if one has the option, they should, and there's light candles being lit where they're eating, everybody should light their own candles at home, but they should make sure that the candles should still be on when they will be coming home from where they are eating. Sif Yud Aleph, Ein Lit Mayim Afilu Mibay Joyim. One may not put water, even Friday by day, l'toich nekeh menorah, on the bottom of the candle, shemichnisim shamas aner shachelev shel shava, where you're putting the wax candle, kadei sheigilisham, when the candle reaches the water, yiskaba, it will get extinguished. This halacha, says the Shulchan Aruch, is only by a wax candle. But let's say somebody's lighting oil, and the way they're lighting the oil is they have a cup and they fill the bottom up with water and the top with oil, that is permissible. And even by a wax candle, if it's necessary, one could do so. To put a bowl with water under a under a place where candles fire is lit, that if the sparks fall, they'll fall into that bowl and yiskabu to get extinguished. Issa gamahu, one may not do so. Afilam amida v'bayjoyim, even if he sets it up from before Shabbos. Ulhamad kli emayim, to take a bowl with water. L'kabu netzoysos muta afilam shechashecha. But if it's only to catch the sparks, not to extinguish a fire, that isn't an issue. Ki netzoysos em b'mamish, the sparks have no significance. However, Ulhamad Kli, to pake a bowl, that the oil or the wax will drip into that bowl, after Shabbos, Osir. The Tivnashim Tatev, Yosa Kli Batotl, once the oil or the wax will fall into that bowl, one will not be allowed to move that bowl. So that opens up a new consideration, and that's the halacha consideration, Mavata Kli Mechonai. Until now, the bowl was not muksa. You could move the bowl on Shabbos. By now, the bowl having the oil in it or the wax in it, that's called mevatel kli meichana. But points out the Sfasemis, that's only if you have a bowl that could be used for many purposes. And now by you putting the bowl there, you're making the bowl not usable because it's going to be muksa. But if this is a bowl that was expressly dedicated for that purpose, so you're not being mevatel kli meichana, you're not making the bowl not usable because it's not used for any other purpose anyway. There's still some that are machmer, could they say, by putting the bowl there and not being able to move the bowl, it's like building the bowl into that spot. Mishum nimtzeh shemata kli meichana v'asa, mishum dekeila dafka sham, it's you've connected it to that spot. Avol amidim b'joyim. If you want to put a bowl from Friday next to the candelabra to catch any oil or wax, that's mutter. If oil fell into that bowl on Shabbos, one may not use that oil on Shabbos because the oil became muksa when it was put into the candle that you're using for lighting. And the kli that catches that oil becomes also betulta because the oil fell into it. But if no oil ended up dripping into that bowl, then it doesn't become muksa aydem achshav ba'alma, just because you thought that oil will drip into that bowl. Sif yibayz, toiv l'nichas achalois al ha'shulchan, once you put the chalos on the table, koinam shemalikim saneres, before you light the candles. And the reason is we don't want the table to be a bosses l'davar aser. If the only thing that's on the table is the candelabra, which of course is muksa, the table becomes a bosses l'davar aser, and won't be able to move the table. And therefore the halacha is, if you put the chalas on the table even after you lit the candles, as long as you put the chalas on the table before Shabbos, before the Shkia, you would be allowed to move the table. But there are those that have a minig, that as soon as the chalas are ready, they put them on the table. And to put them on the table from Friday, because just like the chalas were put on the shulchan, they prepared the chalas for the shulchan on Friday, here too we should have chalas prepared on the table similar to that. Sif Yud Gimel, Ish Asum, if a woman is blind, Im Yesh Baal, if she has a husband, Yad L'Kabal V'Yivarech. It's better that the husband should light the candles and make the bracha. However, I saw there was Nosson Gestetnes at Zal Paskins, that if you had a woman who was Baruch Hashem able to see and now she unfortunately became blind, and the fact that we take away from her the ability, the right to light the candles and make the bracha will be very painful for her. So the halacha is she could continue lighting the candle and making the bracha. Vein lebal, but she has no husband. Vidara levada, and she lives alone. Madlex mavrachas, she could light the candles and make a bracha. Vimdara macherim, if she lives with other people, by second in one home. Vacherim madlikim, and the other people are lighting the candles. Madlekas asuma b'lay bracha, she should light but not make a bracha. Achim makeres habayis, if she is the mother, the housewife of the home, tadliki tchila, she should be the first one to light, but tavarech can even make a bracha, v'achkach yedliku achem v'ivarchu, and then everybody else in the home should light the candles and make a bracha. Sif yadala, isha shocha pamachas lahadlik, a woman who forgot once to light the candles, tadlik kol yomer ner echad yosu ma'ash yosu regila. She should always, from then on, light an extra candle. The kenim shocha kama pomim, if this happened to her a number of times, tadlik tamen ner echad yosu, every time she should light an extra candle, v'shem v'humishem heker, and that is to remember and show shiti mizhira mekana labo. If that, from now on, she is going to be careful to light. There's a question that the poskim discuss, that let's say she did light candles, but she forgot to light the same amount that she normally lights. The Prima Gadim says that in such a case, she still also has to add a candle every Shabbos from now on. The Bi'er Halacha is more lenient, and some say what she should do is, she should just start using bigger candles, or she should give candles to people who can't afford candles, or donate candles for a shul. L'chein, in Machmas Oynes Le'edlika, it was something beyond her control that she didn't like candles, then the Halacha is Einet Tzricha L'Hoysef. So certainly, if she was sick, and that's why she couldn't light, where I saw even, according to Rabbi Yashiv, she got stuck in a traffic jam, or her clock broke. All these are considered oinus that don't require her to have to light an extra candle from now on. Simenai involved dina tefilas b'shabbos b'yontif. Sif Aleph. No'agim la'agim tefilas arvish shabbos yashiv b'maisachoyl. On Friday, we dive in Ma'ariv earlier than we do during the week. V'nochenhu, and that's the appropriate way. Kedei l'hagdim kabbalah Shabbos b'chol ma'ad ha'efshir, to be able to bring Shabbos as early as possible. And therefore, in shuls where they take a break, that by Friday night davening, the Rav says at Vatorah, or whatever, it's appropriate that it should be after kabbalah Shabbos, because we want to be makabel Shabbos as soon as possible. However, rak shemir plag mincha l'mala, it has to be after plag mincha. Even people who daven all week long Ma'ariv only by the Tzeis Kechavim, Chol Ma'agim Shabbos, Friday night, they could daven earlier. Even during the week, the time that they daven Mincha during the week, they're davening Friday night Ma'ariv at a time where during the week they usually just daven then mincha. Ein choshem is a mitzvah arav shel Shabbos. That's not a concern. Sheyesh by mitzvah, there's a mitzvah shemaisa mechol al kodesh that you should add from Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it would be appropriate to try to daven mincha before the plaga mincha and ma'ariv after plaga mincha. Davening mincha and ma'ariv both after the plaga mincha is a question, but the many people are lenient on Friday night in that as well. Sif Beis, Bebrichas Hashkivenu, the Bracha Hashkivenu that we say by ma'ariv Friday night, Ein Chosm by Kamay Bechol, we don't conclude it with the word Shema Am Yisrael that we do during the week. Kivan Shiyus Bracha Aklaus Am Yisrael, this bracha references all of Klal Yisrael, that we should have a shmir, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should watch us. The Klal Yisrael, Einam Tzricha Shmir B'Shabbos. We don't need that extra protection. And Shabbos, Kesh Shabbos Magan Leinu. Shabbos itself protects us. Elayim Rav Freis, V'chaisen Baruch Ata Hashem B'Freis V'chulei. V'chem B'Yontav, the same Malach applies in Yontav. Im Tov Asayim K'may V'chol, but if somebody made a mistake and he finished davening, he said Hashkivenu Friday night, the same nusach as he says during the week. If he realized immediately after he said the word la'ad, if he didn't realize until it was k'day diber, you don't say it anymore. And that's the same reason we don't say v'urachim by ma'ariv on Friday night on Yontif. V'urachim is for people who did averus, for people in Gehenim. All of that doesn't apply to Friday night on Yontif. Those who daven nusach svard and say shiramalas before ma'ariv also don't say that on Friday night and on Friday night on Yontif night. We don't need that special shmira. Even if somebody, however, if somebody missed saying Ufrois, and like we just learned, it's already after Tarkadei Dibur, he doesn't fix it, but it's appropriate to say those words after davening. Those words represent beautiful words for us to be mispala every Friday night. Sif Gimel Noigan Loimab Tchilas Arvus Yinucha Ba. Friday night we say Yinucha Ba. B'Shachs Musa we say Yinucha Boi. U'B'Mincha Shabbos is Kotshech of Yinucha Bom. And the reason is, Friday night, when we say Ata Kedashta, it's like erisin, and the erisin between a husband and a wife takes place in the wife's home. That's what we say Bo, which is Lashon Nekeva. Shabbos morning, it's like Nesuin, where the wife comes into the home of the Chassan. So we say Boy, which is Lashon Zachar. And Shabbos afternoon, by Minchas, they already have their own home together, and therefore they say Bom, Lashon Rabbim, the husband and wife, Klal Yisrael and Shabbos, which this is also a representation of the Kedusha that happens in Shabbos, keeps on growing as Shabbos goes on, it doesn't lessen. Sif Dalet, Achat Tfilas Achas Lachsh B'Arvis B'Shabbos, after Ma'ariv Friday night, Omrim Kulam B'Yachad, the entire community says, together V'Yichulu. Yesh Omrim Me'umet, it should be said, standing, L'fi B'Shazal Ne'ma'idim L'Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Mas B'Reishus, we're saying testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Edim, and when we say testimony, the halacha is it must be said, Tzrichim Lai Me'umet, it should be said standing. It should be said with a minyan. And therefore, says the Prima Gadim, one should try to rush up, finishing his Shemona Esrei, they should be able to say V'Yichulu together with everybody else. And similarly, if somebody's up to the Elokai Netzar, when the Tzibur is saying V'Yichulu, he should say V'Yichulu with the Tzibur. And if somebody says the Tzitz Eliezer is in the middle of the Shemona Esrei and he's up to the part of V'Yichulu, and that's when the Tzibur is saying V'Yichulu, even though he's davening the Shemona Esrei B'Lachash, he should say the words V'Yichulu out loud. But when he finishes Shemona Esrei, he should say V'Yichulu again. The Mishnah Berurah says, since saying V'Yichulu is, as we just learned, as we're saying, Eda saying testimony. And testimony, as the Pasuk says, Apishnei Edim Yakum Davar, is always through to Edim. That, therefore, if one didn't say V'Yichulu when the whole tzibur was saying v'chulu, he was still davening Shmoneh Esrei, he should say v'chulu with one other person. There's different menhagim that about this, but the Mishnah Berurah says that that's the minig. But of course, it's not everybody has the minig, and it's certainly not considered a full act of edus. And therefore, even though normally you can't say edus together with a relative, saying v'chulu, if you want to say v'chulu because you didn't say it with the tzibur, and you want to say it with someone else, you could say even with an individual who's a relative, whom with normally you would not be able to say edus testimony together.